The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guest is Superintendent Sam Melton. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Sam, welcome to Super Chat.
Well, thank you, Gary. It's a pleasure to be on.
Well, it's good to have you back on. So, word on the street is that Jackson Dell is going to be doing some building projects. Can you go into more detail? What are we looking at in terms of projects at the school board level?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a lot of things planned. And honestly, these are some things that should have been done probably years ago that, you know, for whatever reason, the kind of get kicked down the road a little bit. We've got a high school roof that is number one priority on the list. That's one of those things that's probably been 10 years in the making to get that finished and repaired. We have parking lots to redo, some drainage issues. We have, for example, a high school gym needs a new HVAC system. The boilers at the high school or either need to be replaced or repaired. We're checking into that now. School safety is one of those things that's always important. And we're looking at the elementary school as far as that entryway. It's a state-of-the-art building, and it still is a great building. But it's one of those, when you walk in, we're looking at how can we secure that as far as getting you to the office after you get buzzed in. We've got architects looking at things. We've got project managers looking at things as far as what are going to be the best options for us to make this a great school, the buildings itself, the safety, to make sure that we're providing what we can for the students and the community.
I speak with many schools where they have construction type projects underway as well. So describe for me the benefits offered by doing the project work that is planned. I mean, we talked about safety and we talked about the necessity of preserving the facility, but this goes kind of hand in hand with being able to maintain a continuity, doesn't it? I mean, of some safe, constructive environment? I don't know.
Absolutely. And I think that we talked a little bit about safety, but it's also the health of the students. When I mentioned the high school roof, we have places when if we get a really good rain, we will have water coming in through lights, dripping onto floors. I mean, and they've been trying to patch and repair as much as they can over the years, but getting that replaced is going to be a huge benefit to the building, to the students, to the staff. We're looking at health, safety, just to provide that kind of environment that's going to be conducive to learning. And those are the things that they're not the fun things, the exciting things. You know, no one really thinks about, you know, roofs and boilers, but they're so vital to provide that educational environment for the students and staff that we have to make sure that we stay on top of it.
Well, in some of these things, you, from a maintenance standpoint, they can only be put off so long, right?
Absolutely. And Indiana's changed over the last 10, 15 years when it comes to how we get the money the state, the legislature, those kind of people, that they've kind of made Indiana more like an Ohio where it's a referendum state. And for us to be able to try and do some of these kind of things that we have to do to sustain the buildings, we have to sometimes reach out to the taxpayers to give us a helping hand to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the benefit of our listeners, can you explain to me the impact your projects might have on the property owners within the Jacksonville School District?
Absolutely. We're working with Raymond James. They're fantastic when it comes to the bonding and the financial side. So we've analyzed all of, and trying to give like a worst case scenario. So for example, worst case scenario is someone that owns a home that, let's say it has a $100,000 value. We're looking at a $1.48 a month increase, which would be $17.72 a year for a $100,000 home. Just to put it in context, that is for us to do basically three different projects, one for the high school, one for the elementary. And then we're also looking at an auxiliary building that we can use for classes, for archery, for basketball, baseball, softball, the community, something pretty simple, but something I think that would really provide us a lot of flexibility for all the students in the community to be able to use. So that's about $17 is a worst case scenario for an annual increase on a $100,000 home. For the farmers, you're looking at about a $2.40 worst case scenario increase per year per acre. I've already talked to a few of the community members, and I know there's some concerns, and trying to explain how this works and why it's important. And it's just one of those things, though, that for us to be able to raise that money, to be able to do these kind of fixes. And then my goal is that once we have these rates in place, we can really start to plan out for the future so that we don't have to do this again down the road.
Let me ask you this. How does the tax rate itself within your school district compared to other area school districts?
And that's one of those that we try and make sure that we look at surrounding schools, and we don't want to, you know, just kind of go willy-nilly and raise taxes so much that we're out of context with everyone else. So just to give you an example, and this isn't going to mean a whole lot to the general public, but there's a fund called the debt service fund rate, and we are currently sitting at about 25 cents. The local schools around us, for example, South Ripley is at about 47, 48 cents. Milan is at about 51 cents. So we're almost half as much as what they are right now. And theirs have gone up because they've been doing some projects. The South has done a gym, and Milan's just done some renovations and things. So we're just trying to get back up to where we're in the ballpark of the others. So we're still going to be lower than any other school around, anywhere in the area. And it's just important for us to be able to do these things now, but also provide for the future and to do some planning. The state just changed the law as of July 1st coming up, that anything that's above 40 cents on that debt service, you have to go through a remonstrance now. They kind of expect everyone to be around that 40 cent mark. If you're above that, they want the voters to have a little more input on what projects you do. We're still going to be below 40 cents, even with about a $9 million project that we're looking at. So we're going to be 36 cents.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds like from a maintenance standpoint, you're kind of just behind as it relates to where other school districts are in the area. I mean, is that a fair or an accurate statement?
That is. And for whatever reason, there's always, you know, things that come up and that make you, you know, or make things change where you maybe have something in mind down the road. I can just give you the example of the high school roof again, that this has been talked about for the past 10 years. And this is why it's important to maybe really jump on this now, because you never know what the future looks like. Is I have the paperwork here where they were looking at doing the roof 10 years ago. It was going to cost about $350,000 to redo that roof. We're looking now at the cost is going to be about $1.3 million. Just with inflation and interest rates and cost, you know, there's so many factors that go into it that you just don't want to maybe take the chance that something like this is going to change down the road. So we're really trying to be fiscally responsible. We understand the taxpayers. We don't want to put something out there on them that's going to be just a terrible move, but we also need to keep the school viable for not only this generation, but for generations to come.
Offhand, do you know what the ages are of your existing buildings?
Yeah. The high school was built in 1960, and we still have some things in that high school that are original. Those are those kind of things that, I mean, the maintenance staff has done a great job over the years. We've really tried to be responsible with repairs and making sure that we get the life out of things. And I think we've done that, but we're to the point now where we've just exhausted probably every avenue we have to make things work. The elementary was built in 1990. And I think if you asked anyone around, they would still say it's a beautiful building. It's state of the art. But I can tell you, just for me, 1990 doesn't seem that long ago, but it's we're 33 years past that date. We've got some things that we just need to take care of before they get worse.
Sure. I'm just curious, but when you think about these construction type projects, does the school board, the members of the school board, view them as an investment in your students' future or simply an expense? I mean, what's the attitude on the part of the board members?
I think this board has been really proactive, and it's been nice to see that we understand it's a cost, and it's a cost to the community, but we're investing not only in our students now, but in the students coming down the road. And I think if you looked at this community, a lot of the people that graduate from Jackson Dell come back and live in this community. So we're investing, I think, in our most precious commodity, which is our students. And if we don't have the buildings to be able to provide that safe, healthy environment for them to learn, then I think it really could have a huge impact negatively on the Jackson Dell community.
Well, it seems like the completion of these construction projects would, enhance the students' overall educational experience while at Jackson Dell. I think that would be a natural supposition as a result of these projects. That's my take as just a person within a community that goes through these same types of things.
I agree, and that's the goal. We are trying to just provide the best educational experience for the students that we can, and these things go into that.
Well, Sam, as time goes on future shows, I would like to revisit the topic with you for updates or progress reports on these items. I think this has been a good initial drill down on the subject, though. Good conversation, and I'd like to thank you for joining me today and explaining all this here on Super Chat.
Well, I appreciate it, Gary, and I'll be looking forward to talking about this again, and this is something that I want to talk with the community more on, and we're looking to have a kind of a roundtable meeting here in the next couple weeks that I'll be putting out information on that the community can come and ask questions and have it presented by like Raymond James as far as what this is going to look like as far as the tax impact for the community.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jackson Dell Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us, email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jackson Dell Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools.